Welcome, friends. We're so happy to have you here with us. I'm Stephanie, your host on the Vitality Health Show, the voice of hope and healing. We are very happy to have our sponsors on with us. We want to thank them and appreciate everything that they do for us so that we can bring this show to you. We have got a special guest today. His name is Doug Grant, and I got to the opportunity to meet him probably about a year ago, I guess it's been. Gosh,
Absolutely.
that doesn't seem like it's been that long ago. But we were so impressed with him and what he does. He's got a company called Optimal Health Systems, and we just love their products. We carry them here in my clinic. We use them every day. They are absolutely amazing. So a few things about Doug, and then I'm going to let him tell his story. So I think this is really cool that you were the first nutritionist hired by the NBA, which is really cool. All of us know about the NBA, right? We've all been watching that. And his whole goal is to keep everything as natural as possible, to do things the natural way. All the supplements that they're taking, all their nutrition, their training, everything is natural, and it's amazing. He was also inducted into the Professional Natural Bodybuilders Hall of Fame in 2022. That is very, very impressive. And he's just a neat guy that just is really down to earth and has a phenomenal staff. Your staff was wonderful. I
They are
really
great.
appreciated all of them. So I'm going to let you take over, Doug, and tell us a little bit about your business, what it is, and how you got started.
Well, thanks. Well, it's an honor to be here. I think that it's important that there's a voice out there from a holistic standpoint for people to go to find out what they can do naturally. And that's really what it's all about. And the work in the NBA is great and working with all those athletes. But actually, now we spend the majority of our time training doctors around the nation. We have thousands of doctors around the nation that want to be more holistic, and they have a specialty. They have a specialty like surgery or chiropractic or naturopathy or orthopedic, whatever it might be. But they haven't been trained how to holistically help the patient with their nutrition, with their mindset, with the exercise, with whole food supplementation, not using synthetics or prescriptions. And so that's our real specialties, helping people be able to attain optimal health naturally
Good
and
name.
truly naturally, though. I think that nowadays people think that it's natural to go on, TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, or take Adderalls for energy, or things like that, hormone therapies, when it's not natural, and there's a lot you can do. So thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
As far as the background, it's really unique because I'm a nutritionist, and my background's in organic chemistry and exercise physiology. And so for me, it was coming in and realizing that holistic practitioners and doctors really, for the most part, aren't holistic. Like they'll do one thing maybe naturally, and they're very good at it, like adjustments or whatever it might be.
Right.
But very few of them actually treat the whole body and understand the deep nutrition, what nutrition programs are best for what conditions, how to help people with that, what exercise programs are helpful no matter where a person's at in their life with injuries or just age or whatever it might be. And then supplements, using only whole food supplements. The industry's so full of synthetics and chemically driven supplements
So
now,
crazy.
because the pharmaceutical companies own most supplement companies, that we do our own formulating and work here to keep things whole food based. So that's a lot of what we do. My beginnings really came from opening up a center, doing holistic programming of people, training, exercise, nutrition. Really big on blood work. We'll do blood work and find out what people's needs are. And a
That's
couple
my comment right here to make talk about the blood work.
of, and we'll get into that. That's a big area, but
It is.
I had a couple athletes come to me because they had liver damage from taking too many NSAIDs, right? Tylenol, ibuprofen, and no one told them they were bad for them. And so I was able to help them do their blood work, see their liver enzymes, see where they're at, and then treat them naturally and get their body in a better place to be able to reduce inflammation and pain, but to do it naturally and to be able to perform. And that kind of snowballed. It snowballed to be the first nutritionist in the NBA. And then realizing that doctors need support, they need systems so they can be more
Right.
holistic. And then that's when I really focused in on training doctors how to read blood work nutritionally and that. And that's what we've been doing for over 3 decades. So
Oh, it's
it's been a fun
amazing.
ride, but it all started by just being very holistic and very data-based. I'm not big on subjectivity. I'm a data freak, and I believe that if people have to believe you or believe me, then we're probably not doing it right. You know, we want to say, look, here's the data. Let's right. measure your blood levels of nutrients and how your organs are doing, and your body fat and all these things. And if there's an improvement by following the system, keep doing it. If not, go somewhere else. But data yeah. driven. And so that's, I think, kind of what's built our program, is because people don't have to believe us and they can do it naturally.
Oh man, two things that you just are music to my ears. I love that fact. I know when we went in there, they did a blood test. You guys did a blood test on me. So you were able to figure out exactly what was happening with my blood, my body, everything in there, and then supplement me with those things. And I think, let's talk a little bit about the supplements that are out there, because a lot of people think if they just go online or on Amazon or wherever, you know, not saying anything about Amazon, but any of these places and just order whatever.
Yeah.
How much nutrition is really in those?
Well, you know, it varies. There are some good companies out there, but for the most part, when it comes to supplements, the thing that's not taught is that there's a huge difference between whole food supplements and synthetic. And the reason it's not taught much is the pharmaceutical companies have bought up the majority of the supplement companies. So everyone's familiar with Centrum, right? Centrum multivitamin. If you go to the store, and I'd recommend everyone do it, go pick up a bottle of Centrum. Don't buy it, just pick it up and turn it around. And you're going to see the name Pfizer on there. Well, Pfizer, the pharmaceutical company, owns Centrum. And most of the pharmaceutical companies own the vitamin companies nowadays. They went out and bought them out. Well, what that means is that they're using chemicals to make the vitamins, and instead of using the foods. And that's actually causing, in my opinion, more harm than good. But most people aren't taught that because they don't want you to know that. And a great way to explain it, Dr. Parrish, is really based on, let's say, vitamin C. If I have vitamin C and we're going to make it for you, we're going to go to an orange, an acerola cherry, amla, and we're going to pull the whole vitamin C, just get rid of the fiber and the water, and pull that whole vitamin C and put it in a capsule for you. So you get true whole food vitamin C, all the components, the ascorbic acid, the rutin, the bioflavonoids, everything that's in the vitamin C in nature. And we respect nature and put it there. Now, if you go buy vitamin C from other companies, or from, you know, like the vitamin C it's in Centrum or some of these synthetics that are out there, Emergency, all those, you look on the label and it only says ascorbic acid. So it's only a fraction, and they make that ascorbic acid, and you can look it up. You make ascorbic acid synthetically by combining corn syrup with acetic acid or hydrochloric acid, and it's a chemical process. And so, as you can imagine, you're not chemical process synthetic vitamin C deficient. You're deficient in the whole food that comes from the cherries and, you know, the oranges and those things. So we're one of the few companies left in the industry that the only manufacturer work with whole foods. We just take the vitamins from the foods, put them in a capsule, boost their potency through fermentation. And that's how come we're really big on the blood work, because you can see the blood change with whole nutrients, when many times it doesn't change, or doesn't change for the better with synthetics. Like maybe a number will come up, but the liver stress comes higher because it is a, you know, it's a chemical base.
Right.
And you have to be very careful about that. So that there is a difference between what you buy, you know, in the stores or online versus someone like Optimal Health Systems, where we formulate it for doctors, for health professionals to be able to recommend to their patients. Because if you go to Walmart or Costco and you see our whole food vitamin formula next to the Centrum and those things, most people don't know the difference, and they're not educated. And so we put it on the health professionals like yourself to educate the patients, and so they know a difference, and that way they're making better choices for life.
You know, when we were there, and I was so impressed with the fact of, and I want you to touch on this eventually, we'll see if when we get to it, of your process, because nothing unclean gets to come into your stuff. And I was so impressed with that. You guys go way over and above what most people do. And like you said, the pharmaceutical companies have taken over these supplement companies, and people don't realize that. They think they're buying these great supplements, but what's in there that's natural? What's in there that's the from the natural food? How much is in there from that natural food? And that is so, so vital. You know, I think that God created the foods and the things in this earth, and if we can get them the way that God created them, He made them to work with these bodies that he created, right?
Absolutely.
And we have to put that synergy together with the natural stuff. Our bodies don't know what to do with the synthetic stuff.
Absolutely. And I think that's why when people do come and tour, and we're just in a small town in southeastern Arizona, out in more of a pristine environment. We didn't want to be in the city with our, you know, manufacturing and work, but it is different because we're bringing whole foods in and you have to treat them differently. I mean, you're like, why don't the pharmaceutical companies just use whole foods then? Well, they don't like anything alive because when it's alive, it can change. It can ferment. You know, it's easier to get bacteria. And so you have to go through some very special steps to be able to ensure that you're creating a great whole food without any of those issues. If I use chemicals, it's real easy to keep it sterile because it's a chemical and they'd much rather go that route. And if the consumer isn't aware of the difference between whole food vitamins and synthetic, they're just like, oh, I'm going to take my vitamin and they take whatever. And so that's why we're very, very different here. We like to say we're farm to table is we'll take the raw ingredients and then we'll take it through the process, be very careful with it, very respectful to the nutrients, even to a point of like, we'll infuse esophageal frequencies, you know, the earth frequencies and that just out of respect saying, look, we know we've had to take this nutrient out of the food, even though we're keeping it a whole food, we're still going through a process and we want to be able to respect that and provide all of the energy that we can back to the nutrients. And so it is unique, but we feel it's well worth it. And we have decades of proof with the blood work, with people improving their health, you know, optimizing their energy, being able to reduce body fat, be able to recover from conditions naturally. And so it's well worth it.
That is so cool. Let's go back because you keep touching on these things and my brain's just going, dun, dun, dun. I need to ask you this. I need to talk about that because I love the fact that you said we respect the food because it is live. It is a live food that is there to help our bodies repair and regenerate. And to have the respect for that, I love that word that you use, that is a respect for the food because it is, and respect for ourselves and our bodies and what's created for us so that we can have that mutual respect between the food that we're putting in it and our bodies that are accepting it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's so huge.
And I think that was one way that we connected is that you could tell that resonated deep in you also. And we deeply appreciate finding other practitioners that, you know, understand that. And I think that the fact is that everything, as we know, right, has a frequency. Every organ has a frequency, every tissue, every cell. And even to a point now where even Western medicine is, you know, infusing a lot of these frequencies, these sounds when they're doing deep surgeries, because they found that the tissues and the people are able to accept better what's going on around them when they have the right frequency and that calming. And so by respecting that and understanding that most of the process of a lot of big pharma, a lot of, you know, Vanguard and BlackRock, a lot of these large companies where the whole goal is profit only, is to keep us out of a state of being balanced. And if they can keep us out of a state of being balanced by adding chemicals to our foods and processed foods and have them be depleted, then our cells aren't vibrating in a homeostatic fashion and out without balance. Well, it's a lot easier than to succumb to temptations and things and be controlled in a way when our body's not balanced. When we're in balance and we're getting nutrients from whole foods and our cells are in balance and they're vibrating at the right frequency, is the earth's frequency that we know is there, then we're able to make better decisions on our own and stand for what's right, to be able to say, hey, that doesn't sound right, you know, whatever it means, this vaccine or this, that, and I'm not going either way. I'm just saying you're able to make a better decision based on what's going on. And that's really, if you think about it, if you're a big business, you would hope to control the narrative, right? You would hope to control, get people and not have their ability to like, say, hey, that's enough food. And my body told me through the ghrelin and leptin response, that's enough food. I don't need more than that. They'd rather override that so that you're constantly wanting more and more and more and feeding your body with junk. And our whole purpose is to get the body back in balance so that you can be aware and be present to make the right decisions for your health.
That's so profound that you're saying that because, you know, I do the hyperbaric oxygen therapy, the light therapy, working with frequencies all the time. And we know that those frequencies are so vital, and everything seems like everything in the world is trying to skew all those frequencies and make them all messed up. And we've got to get back to the natural frequencies, the natural things that are in the food, the natural things that are in the air, the natural things that are in the light, the natural things that are in our body. So our body knows what to do with this stuff.
Absolutely.
And I love that you're so focused on that.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, in the past, and you've been, you know, working with patients for a long time, and it's probably seen this too, that over the decades, we didn't worry as much about, you know, electromagnetic fields. We didn't worry as much about even the processing of the foods, because we ate enough whole foods in addition to them. There's a lot of this that we knew was out there, but we didn't focus on as much because we could overcome them with just good, healthy daily lifestyle practices.
Right.
But now the accumulation factor is so huge that we know that there's endocrine disruptors in our water that, you know, that's there. We know that any processed food now has chemicals that their job is to create endocrine disruption, you know, high estrogen, low testosterone, men and women. We know that the electromagnetic fields are real. Today, another country just banned iPhones because they found out that they weren't telling the truth about the electromagnetic radiation and the brain damage. And so, you know, it's not just foo-foo. It's not just like in the past, oh, you know, those are the weirdos on the side. The problem is that every single one of us have too much of the accumulation of a little bit of all of that, and it's affecting our body. So now we have to speak about it. You need to block yourself and prepare to not have as many electromagnetic fields affect your body. You need to only eat whole foods, whole food supplements. You need to be cleaner and more specific about your daily routine, because we're getting bombarded from too much an accumulation, and we've got to now go after it and be aware of it and make daily habits such to be able to not have that buildup happen that disrupts our bodies and shortens our lifespan.
I love that you're saying that too, because I get so many clients come in here with, you name it, they've got it, all different things, and they just don't understand. They don't understand why did I get this? You know, I'm pretty healthy. I've never had this happen. And now all this stuff is happening to so many people. It almost brings me to tears because it's so overwhelming of
Absolutely.
What we're seeing happen.
Yeah. And it is overwhelming, right? And you get people say, okay, well, all right, you know, Dr. Parrish, I'm listening to you. I'm here listening to Doug, and they're telling us about, you know, everything from the water to the food. So what, are we supposed to not eat anything, go out ever, drink anything?
Right.
And I got that. It is overwhelming. And so I think our job is to say, look, those things are real. They're out there. But there are some simple things you can do to be able to stop the accumulation, to actually reverse the aging process and this damage that's happening. And from my standpoint, what we have found to be the most beneficial is for a person to dial in their nutrient levels, you know, their vitamin D levels, so they're not as depressed, their NADH and DIM and the testosterone, so their hormones are balanced, fat digestion enzymes to help digest the fats in the diet. And you can do it real easily, you know, seeing a doctor like yourself, being able to do a questionnaire, and from the questionnaire, we design the supplements with their name on it, you know, to take or two, which I highly recommend is the top level, which is to do blood work. And, you know, people can come to you and say, I want my blood work done. And you write the script for them, and they get the blood work done. They get the supplements made based off the blood work, because we analyze every one of them and make them for you, for the patient. And that way they're taking the nutrients their body needs to be able to fight this accumulation. And then at the same time say, okay, now you're getting the nutrients, number one. Number two, let's make the lifestyle changes, right? Let's get off fried food. Let's get off carbonation, anything acidic. Let's limit our, you know, red meat and pork intake, if not completely. Mm-hmm. And making those changes like that, those simple daily changes along with getting the nutrients are things that we can all do.
Right.
To make
simple
choices.
Yeah.
Take the nutrients and you're on your way. So it doesn't have to be overwhelming. I think that's the big thing, is all you have to do is get started. And once you see the benefits from taking the right nutrients, whole food based, once you see the benefits of staying away from the energy drinks and staying away from the fried food and these chemically laden processed foods, just make better choices. You're not going to be perfect, but as you start doing that, you'll feel that energy, and then it'll empower you to go to the next level. But we got to get those wins, those, you know, baby wins to begin with.
Yeah, to start out. I love that you said that, because I know when I'm eating right, I'm craving those good things. Right now, having my stuff come out of my garden has been so fun. I haven't had a garden for years, and now we've got the natural garden. It's funny, I was in one of the stores the other day, and just looking at their produce and looking at their meats and looking at just the stuff that's in there. And I'm like, ooh, I just don't even want to touch any of this stuff, because it's, you know, there's processed stuff in everything, right? Yeah. Even the fruits and vegetables that are in there. It's like, oh, I'm so glad I've got my garden. I've got to figure out how to make it last longer. But your body starts to crave the right things when you're eating the right things. Is that what you find? Do you find that to be true?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, now we have the science behind that, right? Like, we knew it to be true for decades, and we both taught it for decades. But now the science shows us that the microbiome, the friendly bacteria in the gut, whatever it's raised on, if we raise it on junk food and all that, then it craves junk food. So all of a sudden, I'm going to start eating healthy. Well, the bacteria in your gut say, oh, no, you're not. They start craving the junk. They want the sugars and the Twinkies and those things. But if you start eating healthier, those friendly bacteria are being raised on the healthier foods, the vegetables and that. And that's what they're used to. So that's what they crave.
Right.
And once we can get the body to crave the healthier foods, because we've gone for a period of time doing it, you know, then that's the key. And so we actually have some programs that we recommend almost everyone to help them get over that hump. So like in your case, you're craving the healthier foods, but we got to get our patients and the public to be able to get there. And that's where we have a program called the 21 Day Challenge, or there's a free app people can download called 63 for Me. 63 for Me is a free app that we made from scratch, spent a lot of money on, and it's just out there for free, where it's these daily habits that you drink so much water and you check it off. You ground each day for 6 minutes, you check it off. You stay away from fried food, you check it off. And you go and you do these daily habits, and it's fun because you check it off each day on the app, and you take your whole food vitamins, right? Your probiotics. And by the end of the challenge, your health has improved so much, it's easier for you to stick with it, because you're, as you said, you start craving those healthier foods.
Right.
But we got to get people to that point. And that's where seeing a health professional like yourself, or the 21 Day Challenge, or the 63 for Me app, those are the things, the tools that we've made to make it easy for people to get past that, get over that hump.
That's so brilliant. I love you. This, can I just tell you, this is so great. So I want, before we go to our break, I'd like you to tell us how to get hold of you. What's the best way for you to get somebody to get hold of you? I said, I love the products. I do use them. I sell them here in my clinic. How do they get hold of you?
Great, great question. And so I'm going to tell everyone the best way to get hold of us is through you, and, you know, coming to you, and then you can refer to them the exact nutrients they need, right? You can do the script from the phone and send it to them in text form and that, to get the blood work and the nutrients done. So I highly recommend everyone going to Dr. Parrish and her website and information. If you're wanting to follow a lot of the blogs and the work that I do, I put up new research every week and that, you can go to optimalhealthsystems.com. So optimalhealthsystems with the S.com. And on that website, it'll look like somewhat like a supplement company, but if you dig down, you're going to see blog, and that blog I post every week. There's a new one I just did on probiotics. It was some new great,
which was fantastic, by the way.
Thanks. And you can read those blogs. You can also follow us on our podcast. Me and my wife Hillary, she's a natural Olympian champion, and it's called Fit Fam, FITFAM. Fit
Love
Fam.
That one too.
And, you know, we just give hints and helps for people to live a good, healthy lifestyle. And so I'd recommend those. Come to the website, check that out, check out our podcast, and really make sure that they follow you, and so that you can make the recommendations that are needed for people when they need the blood work, when they need different nutrients, and be able to help them that way. That's always the best.
That's fantastic. We're going to take our first break real quick, and then we'll come back. We've got so much more to talk about. I hope we can fit it all in, because I've got my whole list of stuff that I've been wanting to ask you on the show, because I've been so thrilled to have you come on. So we're going to take just a few minutes. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. That's supposed to sing to me. There you go. Welcome back, friends. Thank you so much for being here. We are talking to the amazing Doug Grant from Optimal Health Systems. This has been an amazing conversation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Doug, for being here with us. I know you're so busy. Everybody wants you. Everybody's got you out there. Everybody would love to get your information, your knowledge. And I'm so grateful that you're willing to spend time here with us and teaching our clients, our listeners, our friends, what options they have. That's what our whole goal is giving people options so that they can have hope in their healing. And that's exactly what our tagline is. We love to give people those options so that they understand you do have a choice. Absolutely. You do not have to go the pharmaceutical way. You do not have to go the fast food way. You do not have to go all these ways that we've been conditioned to do for so long. And it's up to us really to take that ball and run with it and make sure that we're doing what we need to do to take care of our health, because we're not going to find it out there unless we go looking for the correct things. Correct? Am I right in saying that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just a wild, wild west out there. You know, my job as a nutritionist, it's funny because anyone can call themselves a nutritionist nowadays. And you get all kinds of answers when you ask questions. So I think one of the keys is that, you know, we didn't maybe hit on that I'd recommend to everyone is, you know, decide who your health mentors are going to be. And that's really important. Find someone that you trust and that you're like, hey, I'm going to go to them. Anytime I got hit up, I see some, you know, infomercial or I hear this thing and, you know, this is good for you, this is bad for you. Who can I have on my team to help with that? You know, one of the first books I ever read was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And what
Me
changed
too.
My life and what changed my life was the fact that he said, you know, assemble together your mastermind team of people much brighter than you in different areas that you're wanting to accomplish. So that's what I did in the area of health. I found the world's leading authority in probiotics and minerals and vitamins, and in exercise physiology and nutrition, you know, organic chemistry. And I assembled that team. And that was the greatest thing I've ever done in my life, because that team has been there to always be that sounding board. We've done many research studies together, like through ASU and different things, and been able to build a lot of understanding with people, but it's because we have that team. So find somebody that you trust, that you can go to with the questions, like yourself, and be able to then go from there. And then the one thing that was on my mind during the break that you'd mentioned is, what are some of the simple things for people to do? And
yeah,
I think that
great.
The most important thing for people to do is to create what we call a health identity trait. And with all of our clients, me and my wife, Hillary, we'll do concierge training. In other words, concierge health coaches. We have clients. Most of them are billionaires and people in crazy places that have multiple businesses, and they're just so busy. They need, you know, their health coaches, and we'll come in and we work with them first on their health identity. Before we do blood work, before we do any of our testing or any of our programs, before I make them their custom supplements or any of that, or design their exercise programs, we have them sit down and say, okay, what is your health identity? And that identity needs to be something that says, I am this. And I'll give you some examples. And once you say that, every time you come across, you know, the foods that you know you shouldn't be eating, or get out of bed to go exercise or do whatever, you say, I am this health identity trait that you've created. And that helps you get past the hard times. So, for example, I just met with some new clients yesterday, and it came out and he said, you know, I want to be a healthy, sexy biohacker. And I'm like, whoa, what's that? And he goes, that's my health identity trait, because my wife, I want her to be happy with me. I don't want to have my love handle. So that's the sexy part. But I want to be a healthy biohacker, meaning I want to be on the cutting edge of everything I can do to improve my health. And that keeps me mentally focused. So every day it's like, am I being what a sexy biohacker, healthy biohacker should be, you know? And, well, he's going to get out of bed. He's going to exercise. He's going to eat healthy. You know, he wants his wife proud of him, and she'll always be proud of him, but he wanted to show up for her.
Sure.
And so that's, you know, an example. Mine is Zane Warrior. There's an old bodybuilder that beat Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day. That's my size, a smaller guy. His name was Frank Zane. And he, to me, physically, that's what I wanted to, you know, to look like, but more importantly, internally, I wanted to be the warrior. I wanted to be a patriarch. I wanted to be the provider for my family. I wanted to show up and protect if needed. And So every day, my health identity trait, you know, helps me get out of bed at the right time, helps me get in the gym, even with the busy days on the road. It helps me eat healthy because that's who I am. I'm a provider, a protector, and for my family. And I live that way. And so if everyone will create a health identity trait, you know, who that is, and that'll help you to get past the hard times, the days you don't feel like it. We all have them, right? We all have those times.
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody does. But what do you do during those times? That's the difference maker. And so the health identity trait is critical. And I highly recommend everyone to do that, is to create the health identity trait. And that will lead you to the things that you need to do next. You know, what should your nutrition be? Well, I don't know. Well, lead and come and visit you and your clinic, or come to you so you can help them. What do I do exercise-wise? I don't know. Well, then you're going to find the right people to lead you down the right road.
Right.
And supplements, right? Do my blood work, get those done. So health identity trait is something that, and I appreciate you allowing us to talk about it for a minute, because a lot of times on the podcast that I do, they want to go deep dives into just probiotics or, you know, the mind and a lot of weight loss and, you know, what's the deal with semaglutide and all this stuff. And that's great stuff. But if you skip the health identity trait, then you're going to make mistakes when it comes down to it's time to dig in. And when you have that, you'll dig in and you'll be strong.
I love that, because a lot of my listeners are very beginners, very basic. Some of them are, but a lot of them are. A lot of the people that come into my clinic have no clue where to even start. And that's why I love to be able to help people. Just let's start with putting the right nutrition in your body, putting the right oxygen into your body, putting the right light into your body, and then let's see what your body will do with it, because it knows. So that's basically what we do here. Let's put the right things in your body and let your body do its job.
And I think that a lot of times people don't talk enough about the oxygen, right? With the hyperbaric chambers and the oxygen therapies and that. When you realize there's only two things that create energy in the body. One is the right nutrients. That's why your nutrition and your supplementation is critical. That is the fuel. But then with that fuel, you have to have the oxygen to ignite that fuel into energy. So it's the same thing as a car. The gasoline is the food, and the cleaner the food, the better it runs. But the car won't run without the oxygen to be able to create that ignition. And so I think getting people to understand that, you know, our air and atmosphere doesn't contain the amount of oxygen it used to. We don't breathe deep enough now to be able to go places, to get the extra oxygen, to be taught how to breathe properly, to meditate. You know, that's just as critical as bringing in the right food. You have to have both. You have to have the right oxygen and amount, and you have to have the right nutrients. And so clinics like yours and those that are around, those are the clinics people need to be going to be able to get that oxygen therapy, to be able to get taught about the right nutrition. And once you have the right nutrition and oxygen in the body does amazing things. And
it
then
does.
It gives you the energy to get past a lot of the other hard times. So I really appreciate what you're doing. Yeah. You know, you're doing in your clinic what most people don't. And it's the thing that's truly needed out there today.
So much. I get so many people come in and their oxygen levels are like 80 or 79 or 83. And it's like, how are you functioning? I mean, you've got to have the right nutrition, the right supplements. And then we use the light therapy also to dilate those blood vessels. I mean, light is, it seems like they're just clouding everything over so much, right? And it's not even natural sunlight coming through anymore. Those things have to be replaced in the body with the right natural stuff, not the synthetic chemicals that they're trying to get into us. It's just like, let's get that stuff out of our bodies. So what I do want to talk a little bit about is your actual clinic there. It's not your clinic. It's your, what do you call it? Your office.
We have a clinic and clinic. Office. Okay.
You have you have everything in there. So it was kind of funny because we went to Arizona because I've known Optimal Health for a long time. And I've talked to a lot of different people that are going, oh yeah, Optimal Health, Optimal Health. And we're literally driving through this little tiny town to meet a friend of ours that was opening a hyperbaric clinic there. And there's this building that says Optimal Health on it. I'm like, oh my goodness, we've got to stop. So we were able to stop, and you were so gracious to take us and do a tour with us and show us all the little things and get to meet you and meet your staff. And I think your wife came in at that point in time. We got to meet her, and it was kind of life-changing for us because it was out in the middle of nowhere, really.
It is.
Which is beautiful because And I love what you have to tell me what the sign says on your stairs. It's something about, because I was so impressed with that. I took a picture of it.
Well, I'm really big on funny little sayings, and a lot of people kind of make fun of me, but basically, you know, there's no elevator to success. You have to take the stairs, and it's the top of our stairway. And just about, you need to take those steps yourself. No one's going to do it for you. And so it's, you know, for our staff here, we are in a small town in Arizona, but we, you know, we have 50 different families that work with us here to help with the formulations, the whole foods, the marketing, the training of the doctors, and that across the nation. And they're just great people. And I think that the key for us is to know that we have to take responsibility. We need to take each step ourselves, and you just need to know it's the right step. And that's why there's practitioners like you out there, is to help people hear the steps you should take. You need to do it. You need to be responsible. But it's not that tough if you know what to do. If you have the right system, it actually gets to be fun and easy.
Yeah. And it should be. And really to get results and to feel good about what you're doing. That's the whole key to why we're doing what we're doing, right? We want a different outcome than what we've been getting.
Absolutely.
And in order to do that, you have to change things. Because what's the saying? If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to get the same result.
Yeah. And, you know, I like to add to that, too, because I like to tell people, if they keep doing the same thing over and over again, they're going to have the results compounded of what they've been getting. And so it's not even just the same. In other words, if I'm not eating completely healthy as I should, I'm not exercising and that, and I'm starting to feel the effects of aging or a condition, disease. If I keep doing that, that's going to compound. It's not going to just stay the same. It's going to get worse and worse and worse at a very fast rate. Versus the opposite is just as true, that if you start improving your health, and then you're going to get that, but you're going to get that compounded. It's going to get to a point where you're like, whoa, I'm just full of energy and I'm, you know, I'm ready to roll. What happened? I remember when I was sick and tired. And so it's great. You know, we run quite a crazy schedule. You know, we're on the road a lot, you know, and so we're up in the morning, we're here helping the formulations with the office. And then, you know, we'll fly out to Orlando next week and then to Las Vegas the next weekend and up to Utah to be with that group there with Tony Robbins and them. And it's, we're out a lot. And the thing is, you have to have that energy. And once in a while, we'll look at each other and say, you know what, man, what, how blessed we are that we have this energy to do this and keep going. But it's because that accumulation of the healthy habits, and it's compounded to where the results are much greater than the work we put in, you know, that, that is compounded. And you're like, wow, it's not that we're trying that hard. We just eat healthy and exercise and take our supplements and the body responds.
Right. That is so true. It's so true. And you guys are on the road. I watch all the time. It's like, holy cow, they're making me tired. There's people tell that about me too, but I'm like, I don't do anything these guys do. But yes, this is so inspirational. I thank you so much. So I want people to understand a little bit. What I was so impressed with was when you bring your food in, that's all tested to make sure that it's all clean, right? Will you tell us a little bit of that process? Because I think if you guys have an opportunity to stop in and see their place, they've got everything just so perfect and clean and secured. And I was just so impressed with everything. And the other thing I want to say about your staff, there wasn't anybody we didn't meet that just didn't seem so happy to be there. You know, and a lot of times you'll go into these businesses and they're grumpy and grouchy, and you know, everybody was just excited and thrilled and so happy to meet us and us to be able to talk to them, and really, really, truly thrilled about what they do. So that's a huge compliment to you and your wife, being able to run a business where people are just happy to go to work every day and they feel good.
Yeah. And you know, the fact is we have such a great mission like you do. And I think the mission is a big part of it. You know, people get behind that and realize they're helping people change lives. And so, you know, as to answer the question, you know, when people manufacture supplements, there's rules you follow, right? It's called GMP. A lot of people say they're not regulated. They're regulated heavily by the FDA. and we follow very, very certain guidelines, and it's called the GMP guidelines. And those guidelines are the things you have to do in order to make sure there's no bacteria, or the, you know, what you say is in a formula is in it and all those things. But because we're whole food based, we do things a little bit different. You know, we'll bring in from our organic farmers the raw ingredients, let's say turmeric or something, right? And so it'll come in and I'll have a certificate and we're like, okay, here's the certificate. It's turmeric, it has this many curcuminoids or, you know, antioxidant value. and we don't believe it, even though it's there. And so then we have some special machinery, infrared spectrometers, and that are kind of like a fingerprint. And it comes out and it says, oh, yes, it really is turmeric. It really has this much, you know, potency. And then we still don't believe it. And then we send it off to a third party. And then the third party sends back their results of what we sent to them. And they're like, yep, it's turmeric. And it's this, or whatever it might be, vitamin C, right? Whatever it is. Right. And so once we have all three, from the organic farmer, our testing, and then a third party independent testing, then we allow it to start to process. Then it comes through and it'll go through into encapsulation or into our powders or into an effervescent or whatever it is that we're making. And then as it goes through, we have the esophageal frequencies being, you know, pushed into them too, to keep that holistic approach. And then once they're done and they're in their capsules or the bottles or the powders, we again send them off for testing to make sure that there wasn't any damage that we did to the structure, to the chemical structure, because they are whole foods, right? They're not synthetics like the other companies. And so it's quite a huge process. It is expensive. The reason a lot of companies don't do it is the profit margin isn't there like the other companies. You know, it would take me probably $1 to make Centrum, you know, and they sell it for whatever, you know, at that 10,000% markup. Yeah. For us, it's not much above what people pay for them, but we know that the volume and been doing it for decades, then we can run a good business and be able to support our families and do everything that we need. But we have to do it based off volume, because you can't only sell a few of them. But luckily people have done enough blood work. They felt the difference. They've seen the difference, that most of our customers are customers for life. And that's really the big difference, is that once you start doing things holistically, then you feel that, and you're like, okay, I'm not going to go anywhere else. And so we don't have that turnover that most companies do.
Right.
And that's been a great blessing.
That's huge. So all of our listeners out there, once you work with Doug and you work with their team at Optimal Health, you will become a customer for life. Because you are feeling so much better. We take the digestion every day too, plus a bunch of other things, but what it does to the food and help it process through your body. And I've been out the last 2 days and it's like, whoa, I mean, I've got some coming, but it's like, that's not okay. Yeah. So yeah, you notice it.
Yeah,
right?
You do. And it really is just eat healthier, digest your food. Our number one formula is our digestion formula, plant enzymes, probiotics, you know, specific organic minerals, and you take it with your food to digest your food. Because, you know, everyone says, well, what supplement should I take? Supplementation should be after you get every single nutrient possible from your food. So our number one supplement is a supplement to help digest your food. You know, people run around with gas, bloating, indigestion. All those are the body saying, we didn't digest our food properly. Like, yahoo, you did something wrong. You didn't chew the food enough, or you ate processed and cooked food. And so we're giving you the signs to tell you, quit it. But we think that gas and bloating and indigestion is normal when it's not. It's indigestion. You're not digesting your food. So our number one formula is our digestion formula. Digest a meal, and you take it when you eat food. It digests the food for you. It delivers the nutrients. And now you're a step ahead. Then as you take your other nutrients based on your blood work, you're already there. So I'm glad you said that, because digestion is key. You want to eat, make sure that you're eating the right food. But if you don't digest that food, it does you no good. And if you got any gas, any bloating, indigestion, take the digestion formula, and it's a life changer. It's a game changer for you. And the more raw food you eat, the less you take of it, because raw food has all the enzymes.
Right. You don't need them as much. Yeah,
exactly. And so a lot of people, we had an athlete call the other day, and he's like, I have to take too many enzymes, Doug, your digestion formula, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. I'm listening to him whine for a minute. And you know, this guy gets paid over $250,000 a game, and he's whining, and he's like, and I'm like, okay, well, you don't have to take very many. And he's like, awesome. You mean I don't have to take very many? I can cut down. I'm like, yeah, eat more raw food. If you eat more raw food, you take less. But if you eat cooked food, you have to take it. And he swore at me, oh, I knew you were going to say that, you know. And he went back and took his enzymes, right? So it's one of those things that people understand. If you take responsibility that you eat cleaner, eat more raw food, you don't have to take as many supplements.
Yeah, that's huge, because some people are taking so many supplements.
Absolutely. Like,
what are you doing to make those work
and
for you?
Is, if you take, yeah, absolutely. And eat more, you know, healthier food. You don't have to take as many. So I think that's really the key. So, you know, again, you can follow us at Fit Fam Podcast on YouTube. I recommend YouTube because then you can see us and see Hillary and we interact. And that's one of our favorite places now to send people, because then if they have a practitioner like yourself or another one across the nation, they can still keep going to them. But we're just there as the helpers, the advice, and we'll, right. We can share with them about different things. And we will talk about supplements once in a while and say, hey, here's the latest research, you know, a brand new research study, like I mentioned, just came out on probiotics and on brain health and longevity and, you know, to help people long COVID and things like that. And so we'll talk about those, but for the most part, it's just tips and tricks to be able to live a healthier lifestyle and be able to enjoy life and be more present.
And you guys do such a good job. I want people to understand Fit, F-I-T, F-A-M. Fit Fam on YouTube. Yeah. It's really great. I've really thoroughly enjoyed watching that and watching you two together and how you guys react with each other. And and I love the fact that you've got all the sciences behind it. I know for my business too, the sciences have been there, but now they're really out there. People are really trying to get the right sciences so that we can prove what we're doing is working. And this is exactly what the body needs. It's what God created. Get it back to what God created and what is good for our bodies. And we know that it's going to react to it the way it's supposed to.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So if we've only got about a minute left, if you can give one more time, I want you to give your contact information, but one thing that somebody can do to make the first step in changing their whole direction of their life.
All right. So I'll give you the top two real quick. The top, okay. Number one, create a health identity trait.
Love that
this
one.
This yeah. Name for yourself that will. Second thing is digest your food. You know, take the digestion formula, get the more nutrients from the food. It'll provide more energy, more clarity to give you the motivation to keep on and make better choices in the other areas of your life. And I'm going to add one more, and get oxygen, you know, see a practitioner like
Amen.
You. Increase that oxygen, and so that food will actually be converted to fuel, to energy, and go from there.
That's beautiful. Okay, real quick, where do we find you again? We got Fit Fam, F-I-T-F-A-M on yeah. YouTube. And then where else can they find you?
Again, optimalhealthsystems.com is our main website, but you can go to dougandhillary.com, Hillary with one L, and that's our personal website, dougandhillary.com, to where you can find the podcast. You can find a lot of things that we're doing out there just as a couple, dougandhillary.com. You can follow us if you want on, you know, Facebook and Instagram. We do some fun things once in a while there. So absolutely follow the podcast, go to dougandhillary.com. Again, come to practitioners like yourself. That's really the key, and be able to reach optimal health so you can be more present in life.
That's beautiful. More present in life. Doug, it's been an absolute pleasure. I love you guys. Love Hillary. You guys are amazing what you're doing, just helping people feel better and get well, get their bodies to the optimal that it can be, right?
Absolutely. Well, thank you
love,
so much.
Love the title. Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you all of our listeners out there, and make sure you stay happy and healthy.